From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.
There's a road I'm on. It's black top and gravel. It's a faded blue line. This road I travel.
Last month, we learned that the popular Braun Brothers Reunion Festival would celebrate its 40th anniversary here in Idaho in August. It was back in 1984 when Muzzy Braun and his wife launched the popular music festival, and it's been going strong for four decades now. The festival started in Stanley, and then it moved to Challis, where every year this small town is inundated with more than 3,000 fans of the brothers and their music. So here to tell us more about this year's reunion are two of the Braun brothers themselves, Cody and Mickey. We want to welcome both of you to Idaho Matters.
Hey, thanks for having us.
How's it going?
Good. Hey, so Mickey, let me start with you. Tell us about the festival. As I mentioned, it is the 40th anniversary, but this really started back in 1979 with a record release party. So did you ever imagine that this festival would be going strong for 40 years?
Well, I can't imagine that because I wasn't even born yet. But no, I was born in 81. And anyway, yeah, over the years, it's just been increasingly growing. And it's been really fun getting to watch mom and dad as I grew up and my brothers and everybody just kind of helping. And my uncles and aunts and everybody in the family has done everything from working in the soup kitchen to playing on stage. And it's really been a very neat thing to watch from a childhood growing up and being a father myself now and getting to watch my little girl run around backstage and she's starting to keep eyes on things. And one of these days she might get to take over this mess that we have.
Okay, so Mickey, as you said, you were born after these festivals started, but isn't it true though that you played at your first reunion concert when you were just 6 years old?
Yeah, that is true. I dad and his brothers were doing a festival thing when it started off, and I got up and I played bass and sang, and that was when I was in dad's band with my brothers. And I've been getting on stage my whole life. And it's been a lot of fun getting to just watch the process.
Yeah. So, Cody, do you remember the first time you were on stage with the family band?
I do, yeah. The first time I got on the stage with my brother, Willie, I'm the oldest of the brothers. It's kind of confusing because there's my dad and his brothers, the original Braun brothers, and then my dad had four sons, Mickey, Gary, Willie and Cody. And so there's four of us, and we played with our dad for 9 years as the little Braun brothers. So my dad always had a band, and we started going out and just kind of tagging along with him when he would go on the road. And then eventually we just started getting up and playing. And I think the first time Willie and I got up was at a rodeo dance in Mackey maybe. And we were just, I think 5 or 6 years old, about the same age as Mick.
Oh my goodness. So in 2003, the festival, as I mentioned, moved to Challis, and you guys have been there ever since. I'm curious about what it's like to go back there every year and you know, not just be in that area, but also play with all of your friends, Cody.
It's amazing. I mean, you know, it started out as a reunion just to kind of get our family together and a bunch of my dad's band friends together. And it's become so much bigger than that. You know, we now all bring our families and so many of the fans too that have been coming for, you know, 20 plus years are now bringing their kids, you know, and their kids bringing their kids. It's probably, you know, two or three generations worth of folks coming these days. So yeah, we get to see a lot of, you know, people we grew up with and a lot of family and folks that we've met through music. And then like Mickey said, you know, everybody kind of pitches in and, you know, some of our high school buddies help with a lot of different aspects of the festival, and a lot of our friends from Challis volunteer, and it's really a, you know, family run and community driven operation. So it is really, really fun to get to see everybody and see it all happen every year.
And Mickey, I mean, not only do you have all of those local folks who were there, as your brother just talked about, but how far away do some people come though for this? Because as I mentioned, I mean, you're talking 3,000 people coming into Chalice for this event.
Yeah, well, it's pretty interesting. Over the years, we've had a lot of people from Germany and like all over Europe have flown in for it. And everybody throughout the United States, my family, I live out in Boston, Massachusetts now, and a lot of my family from here comes there for it. And then obviously you're going to get a lot of Texas people and Oklahoma people. And just kind of like between us and I would say Reckless Kelly, as far as being the kind of the founding bands that are always there, but all the bands that we have are they tour throughout the United States completely and all over the world. So that's where we kind of captured most of our fan bases is just from being out on the road and playing everywhere that we go. And I think that that's kind of collectively made people that are really into this music scene go, hey, let's all get together at this place and go have some fun. So I think that that's kind of why we get so many people from so many different places.
Can you both talk about what it was like growing up in Idaho? And Cody, I'll start with you.
It was amazing. I mean, we grew up 6 miles up a dirt road in the middle of Custer County and pretty much had the National Forest as our playground. We were homeschooled most of the time and, spent our summers on the road playing music around Idaho. And then the winters were up this little canyon and we played a lot of music. And but growing up in Idaho, I mean, we, did a lot of hiking and we were all avid skiers and did a lot of backcountry skiing up in Stanley and just kind of grew up doing all the outdoorsy stuff that you do up there. And then on the flip side, getting to tour around and play music as kids, we played a lot of schools and county fairs and different little functions that were mostly family friendly. And so we got to see a lot of Idaho, but also a lot of the country as well. So it was definitely a unique way to grow up and in such a beautiful spot.
So, Mickey, you mentioned you live in Boston now. So do you miss anything about Idaho?
Yeah, I miss a lot about it. I still have a cabin out there just outside of Mackey, in between Chalice and Mackey. I got a little spot, and so I get a little time out there whenever I have the time off to get out there. But I do miss being out there a lot, but I also get to spend a lot of time there. And then mom and dad have the place still, and I always go back for every other Christmas. We call it mom's year. And
I like that.
yeah, so next to this year is mom's year. So we'll get that. And but I still spend an awful lot of time out in Idaho. And that's usually my kind of our vacation spot for me and my wife and daughter. We go out there as much as possible to enjoy the summertime out there, and then a little bit of winter time. I try and get out there for every season as much as possible.
And you're both still playing music, and I think you both have your own bands now, and you so I'm assuming you spend quite a bit of time on the road. So talk to us a little bit about your bands. It's Reckless Kelly, and then it's Mickey and the Motor Cars.
Reckless Kelly, this is our 29th year as a band. So we're kind of winding down a bit. We're getting off the road. We've been doing 120 or 150 shows a year for almost 30 years now, and that's not including the 9 years we did with the family band. So we're kind of taking a different approach in the upcoming years, just kind of playing less shows and kind of retiring from the road here in the next couple years and kind of trying to hit a lot of our favorite spots and get back to some of the places that we really loved. And then we're not really sure what's after that. We're not breaking up or retiring completely, but we're definitely going to spend a lot less time on the road. So that's kind of where we're at. And we got a new record coming out this summer and we'll still continue to make records and do as much as we kind of want to.
Yeah. And so what about Mickey and the Motor Cars? What's going on with your band, Mickey?
We are, we're still kind of, we're laying back a little bit more than we used to, but for the most part, we're still kind of going at it full tilt boogie. Kind of taking advantage of the fact that Reckless Kelly isn't on the road, so I'm stealing some of their gigs now. But okay. No, we're still running hard, and we also have a record coming out next year, and we're just kind of focused on just staying busy and paying the bills and enjoying seeing all the fans and still working around the country.
Oh, so I've also heard that you guys are baseball fans and you kind of have a bucket list, which is you'd like to sing the national anthem in every major ballpark. Is that true?
Willie and I kind of started doing that a while back. We are huge baseball fans. And so, yeah, we started getting the opportunity to do a couple anthems down here in Texas, and then met, you know, some different people in the MLB organization, and have been able to do the anthem in, I think, 13 major league parks over the years. And so, yeah, that's kind of our retirement plan, is to go tour around and get to see all of the parks. I think I've been to about 20, but only sang in 13. So I still got quite a few left to cross off the list.
Well, it's not a bad retirement plan, I have to say. Before I let you guys go, I mean, come on. Who are you bringing to the reunion this year? What's the lineup looking like so far?
Well, we're starting off Thursday night. We've got some local Boise guys, Tyler and the Train Robbers, good friends of ours, are going to kick things off. And then Kevin Fowler and Roger Krieger do a show together. They're Texas boys. And then another Texas band, the Josh Abbott Band, will play right before Mickey and the Motor Cars close out Thursday. And then Friday, we've got our buddy Django Walker, who is Jerry Jeff Walker's son. He does like an acoustic set with some friends, so that's always fun. And then another Idaho guy, Jeff Crosby, will be playing. And then our buddy Cody Canada, Wade Mullen, will headline that night. And then Saturday, we've got the Braun family and Buddy DeVore and the Faded Cowboys from Boise, the West Texas Exiles, Bree Bagwell, one of our heroes, Steve Earle, and then Reckless Kelly will close out Saturday night.
Well, I want to thank both of you so much for taking time to talk with us. It's been a real treat. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Cody and Mickey Braun about the 40th Braun Brothers Reunion Festival. It will be in Challis August 8th, 9th, and 10th. Now, tickets do go on sale April 21st, so we'll put some links on our website about tickets and more information. We'll have more Idaho Matters next.
Face down in the mud in front of my love in another cowboy town. If I lose my money, it's all right, honey, I can win the West, we always do. We're gonna ride tonight. If I can keep it in the middle bit.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.